This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And, you know, I don't want to scare anybody here, but understand the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead.
The end is near! We are all gonna die!
This is Guy Data, his league, honestly.
And admittedly, you know, we'll see how this all plays out. The beginning of this will probably be a little lumpy.
It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything.
This is a free country, man!
And if it isn't essential, don't do it.
You're not the boss of me.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The reason why people are reaching those conclusions is because, like you, they don't have the discipline, maybe the intelligence, I don't know, to read through this, to read this, and to read 20 more like it. You can't tell me there's no evidence when I have a couple of thousand affidavits from people. You can't tell me that your credibility is better than the credibility of those people. They swore under oath. You didn't.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You know, I hear all this about, well, it's a great sacrifice of my freedom. Well, tell that to all the people who went to World War I and gave their lives.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Has taken the stimulus money. They gave it to special campaign donors. They gave it to special interests. They abandoned me, and they have put me in a position where I have to fight back.
Are you going to continue to violate the state's orders and
this
stay open?
State order. This isn't an order. This is a conspiracy. This is a tyranny.
What do you want to tell other restaurant owners who...
Wake up. Stand up. This is America. Be free.
Get up. Stand up. Stand up for your right.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
An interesting text here from 413. Getting harassed by the state of Massachusetts with robocalls and texts about the virus tonight. What are they up to? Oh, I think you know what they're up to. They're trying to scare the bleep out of you. They're doing their fear-mongering best to panic you. Again, I keep raising this question. If Charlie Parker had told you that he was going to harass you, sending you texts and phone messages trying to scare the living bleep out of you when he was running for office, would you have voted for him? I doubt it. I rather doubt it. And tonight is the night that the weekly stats are supposed to come out. I don't have time to check them out while the show's going on, but I am going to go out on a limb and make a prediction that for this most recent two-week period, the number of deaths under the age of 20 are going to be zero, as they've been zero all along. And I'm going to say that there's going to be no more than one death under the age of 30, because that's usually the last couple of weeks. The last couple of weeks, it's been zero deaths under the age of 30. But they have to scare the bleep out of you, and they have to shut down the bars and the restaurants at 9:30. This is your government in action. You want some more government in action? The state of California sent roughly $400 million in fraudulent unemployment payments to state prisoners, nearly triple the amount disclosed last week after nine DAs and a U.S. attorney announced the state was impeding their investigation. The state approved, this is Gavin Newsom's state, the state approved fraudulent applications submitted on behalf of roughly 31,000 inmates, prosecutors discovered. And of course, Gavin Newsom blamed it on Congress for expanding unemployment benefits to $600 a week. Wait, I thought they were demanding that the payments continue, weren't they? That was last week, I guess, so you're supposed to forget all that. Listen to this. At least 132 death row inmates who have not worked in years and are ineligible to file for unemployment, including notorious serial killers. In other words, Charles Manson, if he were still alive, would probably have gotten an unemployment check. Received unemployment benefits, prosecutors said. Okay. Is that, you want some more government in action? How about this one? New evidence keeps mounting that shows how wasteful and inefficient the first stimulus bill was. The CARES Act, $2 trillion plus, sent $1,200 stimulus checks to many Americans in hopes of providing relief and stimulating consumer spending. But now it turns out that they have been, that the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, has been randomly sending out checks to various Europeans and other non-Americans. I don't know. Some of these people apparently have never lived in the United States, and they just got checks. This, and again, this is from National Public Radio. This has been reported in various conservative blogs, but I guess now the moonbats will believe it now that it's been on NPR. For example, Stockholm resident and Swedish citizen Suzanne Wigforce received a check from the IRS. "This is so wrong," she said. "Why should a Swedish citizen living abroad receive $1,200? There's no way I'm going to cash this money. It doesn't belong to me." An Australian mate had a slightly different take on this. His name is Van Shockley. "I didn't ask for the money, Governor. I didn't expect no money. God blimey, but as soon as I got it, I stuck it in the bank, mate. You ain't getting it back." I don't think we thought we were going to get it back. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And let's see here. Okay. Garcetti, Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, he has issued a stronger warning to Los Angeles residents. Hunker down. Cancel everything. The exceptions, he wants everybody to stay home. The exceptions still allow people to conduct business, such as buying food. Oh, you're allowed to go out and get food. Oh, that'll be the next crackdown. You won't be allowed to even leave to forage for food. But so while he's
telling my message couldn't be simpler. It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything. And if it isn't essential, don't do it. Don't meet up with others outside your household. Don't host a gathering. Don't attend a gathering.
So it's so terrible you can't leave your house anymore. That's how terrible this virus is. But you have to get tested too. That's part of the whole protocol. That's part of the metrics to get tested. But so the city of Los Angeles had a huge testing center for coronavirus at Union Station. Guess what they did two nights ago at Union Station? They shut down the coronavirus testing. Do you know why they shut it down? So that they could film a remake of She's All That at Union Station. The kiosk site had to cancel all appointments due to an event being held at the location. Again, it's so terrible, and it's such a panic, and it's the Black Death of the 21st century. It's the bubonic plague, and we have to have everybody tested except for when we're doing a remake of some crappy movie. The event that caused the cancellation of the coronavirus testing at Union Station filming for the upcoming gender-swapped remake of 1999's She's All That, aptly named He's All That. They made a remake of a movie. They're making a remake of a movie I never heard of. You ever hear of this movie, Taylor?
She's All That?
Yeah.
No. When was it made?
1999.
Come on. 99? I don't think movies from 99 should be looked at for remakes yet. I think there should be a 50-year moratorium before they remake something.
I agree. But how good of a movie can it be if neither you nor I have ever heard of it?
Who was in the original?
It doesn't say. I don't know. A texter will know. The new movie features TikTok star, Addison Rae, Madison Pettis, Tanner Buchanan, and Peyton Meyer. I know Peyton Manning, but I don't know Peyton Meyer.
All right, so in the original, there was, let's see, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, my goodness.
Paul Walker, who's now deceased. Anna Paquin. Kieran Culkin, Macaulay's brother.
So they got a dead... So they got somebody's a dead star's son and a ruined star's brother. They were the stars, among others. So this is a real screen gem that they were making. That's why they had to cancel everything. So Garcetti was shamed into throwing the film crew out of the train station and reopening the testing. All right. 844-500-4242. If you haven't tried Super Beat Soft Chews, you're missing out. This is a great product. It tastes like candy. It even looks like a little bit like candy. It's wrapped up in foil. You just put it into your mouth and chew it like candy, and it's sweet, but it's not bad for you. It's not sugar. It's full of great ingredients that are good for your heart health, your blood pressure, and your circulation. It's a wonderful thing. You take a Super Beat Soft Chew twice a day. I take one in the morning before I go outside for my bike ride, even before I have a cup of coffee. Then I have one before the show starts to give myself a boost of energy. Super Beat Soft Chews are really great. You're going to love them. They combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beat Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Super Beats Chews promotes heart-healthy energy the way nature intended, without caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere. Just stick them in your pocket because they're wrapped in foil, and you can go out with them, and you don't have to worry about mixing up powder like you do with regular Super Beats, which I love too, but this is more convenient. It gives you the blood pressure support and the energy you want. And if you love Super Beats Chews, you'll love their all-new delicious vitamin D3 chews. Vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot for its ability to support immune health. Humans' new all-new vitamin D3 chews provide high-potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. And now you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Super Beats chews when you buy two bags of Super Beats chews at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's right. When you purchase two bags of Super Beats chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Super Beats chews and a free bag of vitamin D3 chews. Hurry to superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Eden Pure is continuing their buy one, get one sale. Eliminate pet smoke and basement smells for good. My listeners love the thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you take the vaccine if it meant your life would go back to normal?
In other words, when your life go back to normal, you wouldn't be getting text messages and robocalls from Charlie Parker telling you to shelter in place and fear for your life and prepare to die.
Yes.
Which is what he's putting out this evening. Funny,
I don't get these text messages for some reason. I don't know why. I'm glad I don't get them. I text them back incessantly. 59.
I haven't even checked my phone yet. Like I said, I got the ringer turned off, so I'm assuming I don't get them. I've gotten a few of them, though, in the past.
No, I've never gotten. Even my town doesn't send them to me. My wife gets them, but I'm not bothered with them, so I count my lucky stars. 59% say they would take the vaccine if their life would go back to normal.
If Charlie Parker would just shut the bleep up. Shut the bleep up.
Is anything really going to change that?
I don't know how you're going to get him to stop bothering people. I think he loves this. I think he thinks this can go on forever. And he thinks people are going to reelect him out of gratitude for ruining their lives and ruining the state economy and just making a total hash of everything in the nursing homes. Why doesn't he send out a message like one of the earlier texters said, if you value your life, you will stay out of the nursing homes that are regulated by my corrupt Department of Public Health? Because that's where 2/3 of the deaths are. And it doesn't, it's gone down a little bit in like the last week or so, but it's still 2/3. And the average age of the dead is 81. And yet all these kids are getting messages. He's even admitted the other day that there's no chance that these kids are going to die. 844-500-4242. I think the kids should just not, they shouldn't worry about the fact that only 25 a day are dying. They've got to be worried about other stuff. He's so bad. So bad. 844-500-4242-781. What's going on with the SJC lawsuit? I don't know the answer. The arguments were held before the SJC on September 11th. Easy date to remember. It is now, December 3rd or December 3rd, and they've had no decision. Very simple case, you know. They're not talking about patents here or anything like that, a complicated case. This is just whether it's constitutional to keep the state shut down with no input from the legislature. I'd say it's a no-brainer. 844-500-4242. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to call up because I'm running out of duct tape because my head just is expanding. Just thinking about what's going on. Listening to Bill Barr come out and saying that there's no evidence. I mean, he hasn't audited one vote machine. He hasn't interviewed one witness. And now it just makes me just ponder and think about Susan Collins, because I haven't seen my Senator Susan Collins any more than I have in the last 4 years since Donald Trump's been in there. And it just reminds me all the time she came out. During the Kavanaugh cases, she wanted to see and hear the witnesses. And during this coup, during this Ukrainian impeachment hoax that they pulled, she demanded to come out. She wanted to hear the witnesses speak. She said it was her absolute United States duty as a senator, and I'm demanding her to come out right now to a podium. Find a podium somewhere, Susan Collins, so you can come out. I want you to demand to listen. Demand to listen to these witnesses that are.
When the phone don't ring, you'll know it's Susan Collins. You know that, right?
Oh, I know, but still, I have to call her out because she's my senator. I just threw her a vote. Well, now I'm asking her right now, please. Please come out and demand to listen to these witnesses, because they're putting their lives at jeopardy right now. They have nothing to gain. Nothing to gain, but everything to lose. And it's just upsetting.
Thanks for the call, Alan. You know, speaking of the Ukrainian hoax, did you see that Jerry Nadler, he was the one who was in charge more so than Adam Schiff. He was in charge of, promoting the Ukrainian phone call hoax last year. Now he's angry that Barr has made John Durham a special counsel to investigate the Russian collusion hoax, the earlier hoax. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says that Mr. Barr just wants to settle old scores. Again, projection by the Democrats. What was the Ukrainian phone call hoax? What was the Russian collusion hoax? It was settling old scores. So now they're trying to get to the bottom of this scandal, and all that Jerry Nadler can say is they're trying to settle old scores. It seems appropriate to settle old scores, doesn't it? Karen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Karen.
Hey, Howie, I like you so much. You're a patriot. Thank you.
Thanks.
I was wondering, these people at these precincts, the Democrats, who cheated, could we get their cell phones?
Oh, that's a good question. You know what you need, though? You need a criminal investigation. How do you get a criminal investigation? The FBI doesn't seem to be interested in it. The DOJ is MIA in this. So who's going to investigate this? Who's going to find out the names of these people with the suitcases in Fulton County, Georgia? I'm Howie Carr. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. My Raycon wireless earbuds have allowed me to work from home more easily, take my workout outdoors with an awesome playlist, and listen to whatever I want to without disturbing anyone around me. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. And the audio quality is amazing. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go, or just pick up a pair for yourself. Trust me, you're going to use them every day. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 20% off your Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So we got some Charlie Baker cuts to play here, but first I wanted to mention the lead story on the New York Post website. Governor Cuomo pulls out phony box of vaccines during COVID-19 briefing. This guy, he can't decide whether he thinks the vaccines are fake or he wants to get them all immediately yesterday. So today he showed off what he called a box of vaccines during his press briefing, only to later clarify it was just a mock-up. The governor smirked and made a joke about Christmas presents as he pulled out the package from New York-based drug maker Pfizer. His show-and-tell moment came after he instructed New Yorkers to get ready for the COVID-19 vaccine. Show and tell. What does he think? All of his voters are kindergartners? He instructed New Yorkers to get ready for the COVID-19 vaccine because, quote, it's here and it's real. I thought he said it wasn't real. A day after announcing the state was expecting 170,000 doses by December 15th. So in other words, his earlier statements that it might be fake are inoperative now, as Nixon's press guy Ron Ziegler used to say. It's real and they're being manufactured and they're going to be shipped. This is the weapon that is going to win the war, he said, holding up the fake mock-up. So let's listen to a little bit of his stupid.
The package itself comes with a geo-tracker GPS tracking device that can track the program and a thermal monitor so it monitors the temperature of the package. You want to know where the package is, and the package has to stay at the right temperature, because if it doesn't, then the vaccine is destroyed.
Thank you. Thank you for that explanation, Dr. Cuomo. Where did he get this stuff that he was using? Out of a Cracker Jacks box?
It looked like one of those boxes you get from Build-A-Bear Workshop. He was going to pull a brand new teddy bear out of the box.
What a buffoon.
This is a box of vaccines. It comes
Actually, it's not.
Wrapped in dry ice, because it has to be ultra cold. When you receive the package, you have to replace the dry ice, and then you have to replace the dry ice every 5 days, okay? Under the dry ice is the actual package that has the trays in it. The trays have the actual vials in it.
Trays have the actual vials in them.
By the way,
and the actual vials have the actual vaccine in them. And they're inserted into an actual hypodermic needle, and it's injected into your actual arm. Okay.
Made glass from Corning Glass, another great New York company.
Yeah, that's one you haven't driven out yet. I'm sure you're working on it, though. 844-500-4242. Session, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Session.
Howie, love your show. Robbie, I have two things to say. Number one, Trump is going to win this, and you can take it to the bank from me.
I hope so.
He will not win the state. I will win the U.S. Supreme Court, not in the states. Now, the second thing is, why are these mainstream media allowed to call the elections? Associated Press is a lefty news organization. It's a communist organization. Yeah. And all these guys, they all in the...
I know. They're protected by the First Amendment, though. You know, I mean, we have to exercise our right not to support the Associated Press and all the news organizations that pay money to the Associated Press to get their unbalanced reports. They have gotten worse, though, haven't they, Session, over the years? I mean, they're totally anti-Trump. There's not even like an attempt to be an objective news source. They just come right out and say that basically that they don't like Trump and everything Trump says is a lie, even when they're lying about Trump saying whatever Trump says is a lie, right?
Yep. Why don't they wait till the electors have voted and then call the elections in December? The presidential election, that is.
Yeah, I hope it works out, and I'm not worried about these riots that they say are going to take place. You know, I mean, I think that's one reason, though, the media is trying to portray this as a done deal, because they want people to be riled up if indeed it goes the other way, and I think that's the reason why you're still having these lockdowns too, is because the election is really not quite over yet, is it? Not quite. Thanks for the call, Session. Okay, let's play a little bit of Charlie Baker. You're going to be surprised to learn that the virus, it doesn't take any vacation. So stop me if you've heard this one before. Cut number one.
It's up to everybody to do their part with respect to this, and the virus is not going to go away anytime soon. And with that, I'll turn it over to the Lieutenant Governor.
Do their part. His part is to order you around. Your part is to say, yes, sir, may I have another? Cut two.
And progress on this does not mean, however, that we are able to flip the switch and suddenly return to normal.
You know why we're not able to return to normal? Because we have 37% of the small businesses in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts have gone out of business. Probably half, close to half the restaurants have gone out of business. The unemployment rate has skyrocketed, even though it's down from the nation-leading heights of the summer. It's still three times what it was before he started becoming the Pope of panic porn. Okay, now try to make sense of what he's about to say here, and try to keep in mind that the various steps and the phases and the metrics and the protocols, et cetera, et cetera. Listen to this. Cut three.
Many communities are no longer in step two of phase three. They're in step one because they don't meet the qualifications and the criteria to be in step two. This is going to be a constant balancing act for us here in Massachusetts, and we get that.
Who's on first? Step two of phase three. Or did he say step three of phase two? Okay. And now he talks about, this is in the intro, I think, about the vaccine being a little lumpy. And I don't know what that means. Sometimes vaccines, they tell you this vaccine is going to hurt you a little more because it's the actual vaccine is thicker than other vaccines. So when I first heard it, I thought he was talking about that he was talking about it's going to hurt you a little more. But I don't think that's what he meant. But it was a really weird word to use, lumpy. Listen to this. Cut
and
four.
Admittedly, you know, we'll see how this all plays out. The beginning of this will probably be a little lumpy, but we're expecting to see somewhere around 300,000 doses by the end of the calendar year.
A little lumpy.
It's the tapioca version of the vaccine, Joe Biden special.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm so glad to be in here in Florida for the time being, you know, with Governor DeSantis. They're giving him all this crap about how he won't shut down the state. He doesn't go in for panic porn. He says, we're not shutting down the state. We're doing better than all these other states like and I don't think he says Massachusetts, but he means Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York. And so these reporters keep hassling him. And it's like they're all these print reporters, basically, you know, working for all these dying newspapers like the Miami Herald, the Orlando Sentinel, the Palm Beach Post. And so yesterday he was somewhere and he was doing a press conference. He said words to this effect. He said, if we're doing such a bad job down here in Florida handling this, how come more people are moving to Florida than anywhere else in the country? With the maybe the exception of Texas, but not, I doubt it. 500,000 people left California last year. If California's doing such a great job shutting everything down, cutting out outdoor dining, a governor who's so concerned that he tells people to put the mask on between bites, how come 500,000 people, 500,000 people left California last year? Why are they trying to escape such a well-run paradise? I don't know. 844-500-4242. Ray, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, Howie. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to speak my piece, and then I'll get it off the phone. But you're doing a great job, and thank God you're like a voice in the wilderness, you and your staff. But, you know, I come from a military background and stuff, and I grew up in the 60s. And I just can't believe we call ourselves the home of the free and land of the brave and all that. And, you know, we're paying attention to these idiots like Baker and Cuomo and, you know, all these people who let the riots happen, who locked people down out of churches and continued with abortion facilities and stuff. All stuff that you've known and you've been over time and time again to your credit. But, you know, I forget who said it, but one of the founders or certainly people back in the day said, you know, we'll either all hang together or we'll all hang separately. And, you know, when I hear Baker, I expect him to come out one day and say, you know, instead of goose step four, because this is absolutely insane. It's absolutely insane listening to these people. And if a business wants to open, if a business wants to open, they should open. And, you know, they can't lock them all up. They can't lock them all up. And it's just incredible that we're going along with this because there's too many sheep. We need leaders here. We need somebody to just stand up like DeSantis. Like DeSantis in Florida. God bless him. He's done a fantastic job down there. But we're listening to guys like Cuomo and Baker and stuff like that. And these people have no more patriotism. Even remember Cuomo said a couple of years ago or a year or more ago, America was never that great.
Right. And he also said if you support the Second Amendment, you can feel free to leave the state of New York. He's just a complete fool and a fraud. And, you know, if his last name was Andrew Domo, he would, I don't know what he'd be doing. He sure as hell wouldn't be the governor of New York State. Thanks for the call there, Ray. 844-500-4242. Folks, meet your new work chair. It's the Backstrong chair, and I've been using it for the last few weeks, and I feel great. You know that soreness and stiffness you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone. My body feels good when I'm sitting in my Backstrong office chair, and this is important. When I get out of the chair to walk around, I feel refreshed. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pains in your back, neck, and shoulder muscles. But not the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch, all while stimulating circulation and improving flexibility. The patented Backstrong chair was designed by a nationally recognized chiropractor to help you overcome discomfort from sitting too long. The chair keeps you moving throughout the day, which is what your back, body, and brain need to be healthy and pain-free. When you sit better, you feel better. If you have back pain, it spreads to other parts of your body. It's really a tough thing to straighten out. The Backstrong chair is the best ergonomic chair for reducing back and neck pain, and it's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office, backed by hundreds of five-star reviews and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Especially if you're working from home and there's no end in sight, you need a good chair. You're spending a lot more time in that home chair than you used to. And so that's why you need a good chair that you can sit in as long as you want. Backstrong is the chair for you at home or in the office. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today to save $100 and get free shipping. Use discount code Howie. Remember, save $100 and get free shipping on your Backstrong chair at backstrong.com. Use discount code Howie. That's backstrong.com, discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
Believe it or not, it could be worse in terms of panic and fear-mongering. You could be in the United Kingdom. And there's an interesting column today on Front Page Mag.
I hear another accent coming on.
No. I'm not going to do this. This is Katie Hopkins. And I guess she used to be engaged to Boris. He said Boris has had a full romantic life, shall we say. But something happened to Boris Johnson. He's gone Charlie Baker on steroids. Charlie Baker, if Charlie Baker were an alpha male rather than a beta male. So she wrote this column, What Happened to Boris Johnson, who she almost married, Katie Hopkins. And about she talked about how great he was as a conservative leader. And then came COVID, and Boris turned into a turnip in a toupee. For my beautiful American family, by way of appraising you of the current madness in my country, let me explain that we are just emerging like anemic zombies from our second complete lockdown. No churches, no family gatherings, no pubs, no shops, no socializing, and heading straight into an utterly bonkers tier system whereby 99% of the UK remains locked down and 55 million people still can't do anything or go anywhere. Then she says, what happened? And this is, again, it's just a conspiracy theory, but this is from his former fiancée. I believe that in the early part of 2020, Boris received a visit from the COVID/vax/Gates team and was either blackmailed with material he does not want in the public domain or was offered power beyond any credible ambition he surely has. Perhaps a seat on the new World Government Organization, whatever the hell that looks like. I do not have proof of this, but the change in Boris has been way too dramatic to have been motivated by personal health or any other rational explanation. Now, here's the real theory that I think she has. She just threw that one out. My second theory, says his former fiancée, which runs in parallel with the first, is that the arrival of a new girlfriend has caused him to deviate disastrously from his original path. The girlfriend, Carrie Symons, is no weeping wallflower. She has political activist credentials and is a climate change desperado. That's a good way to put it. Using her siren call, she has lured Boris towards the globalists and shipwrecked him utterly against the rocks of her will, leading to the undignified exit of two of Boris's key men, both architects of Get Brexit Done, Dominic Cummings and Lee Kane. And where does that leave us? I would argue it leaves upwards of 30 million people in the UK, the people who voted for him in the last election, gave him a landslide, with no political representation. So, again, like Prince Harry, right, with Meghan Markle or like the Murdoch boys. What happens to these English guys? Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Howie, first thing, a little lumpy means more old people would put in the icebox in Charlie's old folks' home. That's what a little lumpy means.
People said, lumpy, is lumpy a little rascal? No, lumpy was one of Beaver's friends on Leave It to Beaver. You remember that, Russ. Go ahead.
Little, Howie, I remember him very well. I remember the whole cast, believe me. Now, the reason why, Howie, I called is, let's face it, our Justice Department has gone to hell altogether. Two administrations in four useless attorney generals. Bill Barr, as far as I'm concerned, he's a complicit coward. He should ask for airtime, have a press conference, and say, all involved in this election scam, you have 48 hours to come forward. After that, you will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
They would laugh in his face, Russ. They would laugh in his face. They're laughing in his face now, aren't they?
But Howie, that's his job as the Attorney General.
Yeah, I know. ABC News, quote-unquote, is reporting that Trump had a very heated meeting with him after he gave that stupid interview to the Associated Press a couple of days ago. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Check out HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. Get one of those stocking stuffer samplers. Not many left. Go for it. I'm Howie Carr.